How you like that one?
Amen.
How you like that one, sister? Isn't that one shocking? That's almost as shocking as the other one, isn't it? Look at him such a look at me. Because it's right there in front of your face.
Oh, God, let us go.
Out into a valley full of dry bones.
Hallelujah.
I wish I knew how to direct these people on this response, because when response I don't get it, when I don't want it, I get
it.
I guess maybe the reason for that is because you think that when I'm asking for response, I'm looking for some kind of a response. But what I am looking for is a righteous response.
Oh, God.
You didn't understand it, did you? Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Instructions in righteousness. Lead me in the path of righteousness.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. No matter how I try this. You hear me get on the radio and I'll try to deal with it there, because people always challenge me, and I just say your response, your attitude, your intent is not right. Then they'll say, well, how do we find that out? Well, the kingdom of God is in righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Do you know how few people know what that means? His righteousness. The God of all flesh, all mankind, does right. How many times things are being done out here and we know that God's in control, we don't think it's right?
Hallelujah.
Because we're in an age of anti-righteousness. Anti-God. Against righteousness. And we fall prey to it. And so then we get stubborn. We won't start getting instructed. Then we won't do anything. Then we won't respond at all. Not realizing that all of that... Yeah, the devil don't mind if you say hallelujah if you're not right. Many will come and say, Lord, Lord. It won't be right. Many shall say, Jenner. Isn't that right to do that?
Hallelujah.
Well, is it or isn't it? You can't answer me on that one? Isn't it right to seek the kingdom? Yet many will come and seek to withdraw.
Yes,
what's right now? What's not? The way they do it? Or the reason for doing it?
Glory.
Or what they're expecting when they do it? I wonder who can make a judgment on that.
Bless you, Lord.
Why, the judge who judges righteously.
Hallelujah.
I guess there's probably not a man, most preachers won't even say it. Even though they'll do it, they won't even say it.
Oh, Jesus.
But ever since you've heard me, and anybody who hears me out there, if you listen to me at all, from the very beginning, I told you I was a judge.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That I was sent to judge.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, I'm sent to judge righteously.
Hallelujah.
That means I got to judge what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking, what I'm doing, what I'm saying. First, I've got to judge myself.
Hallelujah.
And see, we've quoted the scriptures here many times. Fools don't understand time.
Hallelujah.
And or judgment. In other words, you just don't make a judgment any time.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You make it at a specific time. And I've been sent to judge this specific time.
Hallelujah.
This end time.
Hallelujah.
Well, you haven't got a right to say that.
Hallelujah.
I remember a little story that comes to me from time over again. You see, if I didn't know the scriptures, I've been washed away a long time. And if the scripture didn't know me,
right,
I would not be able to stand.
Hallelujah.
Now you think this is all being done by the superior intelligence of a man. You just think that this old man down here, boy, just strong enough to in himself to whoop the whole world, huh? That's how stupid you are.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's just how stupid you are.
Bless you.
Of course, this is a stupid generation.
Glory.
How long do you talk to God's people? Well, why don't you read the book?
Hallelujah.
How does it talk to God's people?
Hallelujah. Glory God.
How does the Holy Spirit talk to God's people?
Hallelujah.
Through the mouth of Paul?
Yes,
when he said, oh, foolish.
Yes.
Galatians.
Yes, Lord.
Thank how does this Jesus, the Word of God, talk when he said to the rich man, said, you fool?
Yes, God.
How did the Word of God speak when he talked to the religious know-it-alls? He said, you blind guides, you whited sepulchers.
Yes, Lord.
Outwardly you appear so righteous, you're so theologically correct, but inside you're full of dead man's bones.
Yes.
I got a bunch of preachers right now trying to bring me down.
Jesus.
Oh, they think so righteously. But inside, they're really trying to kill me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They're full of dead man's bones.
Hallelujah.
And I don't fit into their cemetery or a tombstone with them.
Hallelujah.
They don't like the inscription on my stone.
Hallelujah.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the rock that was hewn out of the mountain.
Yes.
It would be so difficult, as I told you people this morning in the dining hall, if this house here will stop binding me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Stop requiring from me things that I'm already given to you.
Hallelujah.
And set me free. So I can deal with this damn wicked apostate world out there.
Yes,
and don't spend so much time. You are in a safe place. You are being kept by the Word of God. You are being upheld by His right hand of righteousness. So why should there be any turmoil from you at all? What was that old brother Tyree got up here and just berated us all for? Including himself? Oh, he didn't do that, huh? At least a good 5 or 6 minutes. Why are we cast down? Is he God going to deliver us? Isn't that what you said, sir?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, rise and shine now. Hey, Pastor Tyree, I heard you. Come on, come on, raise your voice a little bit. There's nothing that I've ever done around here in any shape or form to bring you down. Even my coming down was meant to bring us back down. Oh, God, who understands that? Who will receive that? Look, now wait a minute, Brother Stare. Now just wait a minute. I just don't believe God was using you that way or using you this way. When he used you according to the way I thought you'd be used, then I, yes, sir. But all of a sudden, begin to use you His way, and I don't like God's way. I just don't like God's way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then we turn around.
Thank you, Jesus.
And play the same old game.
Hallelujah.
Only a few caught it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He made man to sin.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He actually created a perfect man in the beginning.
Amen.
With the intent that he would sin. So you have been created.
Hallelujah.
The second time.
Hallelujah.
A new creation.
Hallelujah.
The gift. To sin.
My Lord.
And sin, you have done. Now, when you first got saved,
sinning again.
Hallelujah.
Man, you were going to walk straight.
Hallelujah.
Your intents were perfect.
Yes,
your
Lord.
God helped you. And the next thing you knew, the first thing you did was the zeal.
Hallelujah.
The zeal of the Lord ate you up.
Hallelujah.
And you was going to save everybody.
Hallelujah.
And find out that if you didn't want yourself, you weren't going to save yourself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Does anybody Amen. Relate to this at all?
Yeah.
Anybody at all?
Yeah.
Boy, when you first got saved, you became the Savior of the world.
My Lord.
Why don't you stubborn house acknowledge that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You thought everybody, your family, your friends was going to jump on your bandwagon and join you in the walking with Jesus.
Amen.
And today most of them are still not saved.
Amen.
They still don't believe you.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because after you've done that, then all of a sudden you fell again.
Amen.
Because they don't understand the fall. What a fall, huh?
Hallelujah.
I fell on my knees.
Hallelujah.
Friends, you just don't say it. How do you say it?
Hallelujah.
A thousand shall fall. How many times since you're a Christian, walk with God, have you seen them fall left and right? Away from you. They fell away from... Boy, they're going to do it again. They're going to sit right there and try to figure out that simple explanation.
Right. Hallelujah.
You're just a rebellious house, you know that?
Oh God.
That's what you are. You're just a pure, simple, rebellious house.
Yes, Lord.
The most rebellious. I'm not talking about the Democrats.
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking about the white man.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm not talking about the black man.
Oh Jesus.
I am talking about the sinner man.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. The sinners in the house of God who are rebellious because they won't acknowledge their sin.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, all have sinned. You think God's talking about the people out there? That's not a message to the world. That's a message to God's people. All manner of sin should be forgiven of man. He's not talking to the world out there.
Oh, God.
He's talking to God's people.
Yes, Lord.
You learned more about sin after you came to know Christ because the law brought you to Christ. And it was that knowing about sin that brought you to Him saying, I need help. I try everything I know to do it. I fall short. I fail. My God, I need help. Help me, help me. Cry aloud and spare not, show my people.
Oh, yes.
How many times have I gone through that with you? My people.
Yes,
their sins.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
The sins of God's people is not adultery and homosexuality and blasphemy. It's stubbornness and rebellion and self-will.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The world's not rebellious. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, God.
They're doing what God sent them out there to do. Leave the tares alone.
Oh,
let them grow. In the time of the harvest, I'll cut them down, throw them away.
Oh, man. Hallelujah.
They'll wheat now. That's the one I'm after.
Yeah.
Isn't this something? Boy, I can talk, and I can talk, and you all know I'm not going to be pleased with the way you receive it.
Right.
You see, that's where your stubbornness comes. You're not willing to receive.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
If you be
Praise.
Willing.
Oh, yes.
To receive instruction.
Hallelujah.
And willing
Glory.
To be reproved.
Yes, Lord.
And willing. But then, but often reproved.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Will you stop it this morning, please?
Amen.
Will you?
Amen.
Now, you see what you say, I'd like to, but you see, because you haven't practiced all week
oh,
long,
God.
You see, you're walking. Here's what God's trying to tell you.
Glory.
When the final judgment comes, if you haven't.
Glory.
Went through judgment.
Lord.
It's going to be too late.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
You're now being prepared for the judgment.
Yes, God.
So every day you're being judged on your attitude, your motives.
Yes, Lord.
You, and you got to turn you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Turn you. Why
Lord.
Would you die?
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Have a day. Look out, big as you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Be converted. Be transformed.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Get rid of that cold thinking that goes through your mind. Throw it out.
Glory.
Casting down every.
Glory.
Casting down
Glory.
Every.
Yes,
casting
Lord.
try to show you.
Hallelujah.
As all the ones I saw
glory
this morning, I saw the others. Now, it's okay. Hallelujah. I'm not against them doing it. But I saw the golf cart move away from the radio.
Oh,
I thought, what in the world?
Thank you, Lord.
And then all of a sudden, I saw Sister Anderson going down the road and that golf cart.
Hallelujah.
And I thought to myself,
hallelujah,
we have actually allocated two golf carts.
Bless you, God. Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And we don't know how to keep those things running, do we?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, the battery this and the charge of that.
Bless you.
That's all you intelligent boys. You can tell me what's wrong, but why can't you tell me how to fix it?
Lord.
But you see, you do. But you know what it is? It's an neglecting, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
We'll take care of it tomorrow, won't we?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, we know what to do with them, don't we? Don't. What's the matter, brothers?
Glory.
You tell me we don't have the technology to know how around here to keep batteries working right?
Oh,
thank you, Father.
Oh,
chargers? Time? Just to hear all of a sudden, bangle.
Oh, bless you.
Well, Sister Anderson does. Yeah, Sister Anderson, she could actually help us out by not using that light all the time. Because when she puts that light on, it just runs it. Down goes the back.
Right.
But she don't need the light.
Oh, God.
There's plenty of light going up down the road.
Oh,
I watched some of you fellows ride bicycles around a bunch of lights. And the lights you got don't even do you no good.
Oh,
you know, it don't show you nothing. But it just makes you feel like you're...
Huh?
See that?
Yeah.
Look at me now. Come on, brothers. You haven't walked out there and seen somebody coming down the road with a little old light in his head up here. And you look around and say, what's your lighting up?
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't show you nothing.
Right.
But, you know, I like to have my own flashlight, my own light. You see, this iniquity is something, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Isn't it? You don't know like I know.
Oh,
God. What I'm going through.
Hallelujah.
I got to thinking about that this morning again because I've been trying to tell you some of the people about the things I've gone through.
Hallelujah.
And then somehow you seem to get to your head that I don't know that you're going through.
Hallelujah.
That's how I know you're going through. Because I've been going through it. So you're going through. You think I don't know? I can say, God, I wish. I look at all these people here. And I think about how that young man sits over there and this one over here. He goes to his room every night by himself.
Hallelujah.
No, why?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, a lot of imagination.
Hallelujah.
Boy, some nights when you get in that room, you must really go through a real battle with
God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
If I just had me a wife, or if I just had me four or five children.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I'd be the best husband this world ever had.
Right.
And these young ladies over here.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless you.
My. I'd like them to draw me a picture of their imaginary suitor. What's he look like?
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Knight in shining armor? Oh, no. No, little girls don't go through things like that.
Bless
you. You know that.
Bless you. Oh, God.
Ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
Well, you're putting us down for that? No, I'm just trying to tell you, I know about it.
Hallelujah.
I know about lust. I know about lust for food,
hallelujah,
lust for cars. Man, oh man. I still remember that old Pontiac Convertible. Can you imagine being a Holy Ghost preacher driving around with a Catalina Pontiac Convertible? Man, did I believe it. You know, I was filled up a church age boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't recognize that spirit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't recognize that, do you?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
You fools.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Ain't no justifiable reason for me to drive a Cadillac convertible like that.
No.
All I needed was good, simple transportation. I didn't have enough money.
Hallelujah.
Every time I drive that thing through a town, they give me a ticket. Whether I'm speeding or not.
Hallelujah.
What an interesting story that was, huh? I would anybody I let drive that Cadillac convertible would get a ticket. Because they picked it out. Even if you wasn't going fast, it looked like it was going fast. Come on! Where what's wrong?
are you people not describe things? What do you think your imagination does? When you describe things.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to describe the house you dreamed about, or the wife you dreamed about, or the husband you dreamed about, or the children you dreamed about? Did they turn out the way your dream was?
Oh, God.
Why don't you wake up, church? Look at imaginations.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You're expecting things that the world can't give you.
Amen.
You set a standard the world can't produce.
Oh,
you see things that the world can't satisfy you. It would be not going to be done. The eyes of a man are never testify. I still remember the day the brother kept coming back, because I was over in Augusta and I'd let my workers drive back to Savannah because that's where we had our headquarters. You can call it that. And every time they go through Hardyville, they got a ticket. Every last time. Every one of them. I said, what are you guys doing? Oh, Brother Stan, Brother Curtis at that time. He came back and said, Brother Stan, he said, when I hit that city this time, I put that thing way down. I can't believe I'm explaining this. And so you folks are sitting there looking at me. What's he talking about? I can't believe you people can't understand simple, direct, precise, descriptive language.
Hallelujah.
How do you know? I'm looking at your faces.
Hallelujah.
I see. You're just bored with these kind of stories. Yes. These little experiments that I learned over the years. I learned from these happenings to me as a man. I thought that they would commend me for driving a car like that. I still remember how they pulled my balloon on me. Yeah, what'd they do? Well, Curtis came back to Augusta and he said, man, he said, I went through Hardyville and that, please give me a ticket again.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I said, well, you speeding? He said, no, Brother Scary. He said, after the last time, man, I slowed that thing down. That brother over there got stopped in rough, and I could have told him ahead of time the way he was going. That car he had.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, brother, that. That is something because you were speeding.
Hallelujah.
They had that car, man.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, young black dude like you driving a car like that.
Right.
Automatic.
Right.
Bingo.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think you even paid that ticket, did you? Did they cancel that one for you? Isn't that something? When he finally got for that. The old guy said, I can't prove he was speeding. There was no way he could prove the man was speeding. How do you know? Because he was sitting alongside the road when he went by. He had to make an educated guess. He had nothing to back him up, no radar. You hear me? I could tell where that cop sat. I know where he sits. Right inside the town to the left. Look, a cop. He saw that fancy car go zoom. I got me a young dude. I still remember down here. I said, I'm going to trade. So I got an old Cadillac, went home, and when I got to Hardyville, I was at least a mile ahead of time. I slowed that thing down, and boy, hit that town 5 miles under speed limit. Boy, and I went right through that place, and started out on the other side, and all of a sudden, zing, zing. Pulled me over.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Got out, and let me see your license. I said, what'd I do? So you're speeding. I said, no, I wasn't. The advantage that he had over me was not the one you had, though. See, because he could take you to a justice of the peace right there. They couldn't do that to you in Ruffin.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Better way to take you.
Oh, God.
Sheriff, see. And he couldn't back up his claim there. If he'd had the local grocery store man, his buddy who was going to get a share of the ticket, they'd have got you, boy. They'd have got you. I said to the fella, I wasn't speeding, sir. I said, by the way, you were going that way, and I'm going this way. So I need to determine how fast I was going. Because that day didn't have... He said, well, you want to tell us the justice of the peace. So he took me back to the local grocery store. And the justice of the peace was a man running the store.
Oh, Jesus.
We walked in. He's up there checking out some food. What is it? Call him by his name. Guy's speeding. He said, $75. I said, wait a minute. I says, I wasn't speeding. He said, $85. I said, holy, is this a kangaroo car? He said, $95. said, what's going on here? He said, you're going to pay for a ticket.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to jail?
Yeah.
Little town jail. Yeah. I said, oh my God, man. I said, yeah, I said, you're going to pay the ticket, and if you want to sue us, sue us.
Right.
You want to go into hire, go ahead.
Amen.
Or what's that going to cost you? Look at these folks, look at me. You just don't like me. What is wrong with you people? Why don't you all, please, I plead with you, please don't force me into doing this. Just hear what I say, believe what I say, and try to understand why I'm saying it.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I'll never forget the guy said to me, the preacher said to me, he said, I know you. Way back there. I said, how do you know? He said, you're preacher Stair, aren't you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I said, what? He said, he broadcast out of Savannah. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. Now you reckon, honey? Right back there, the voice. How many stories can I tell you about the voice? How many times? Remember the time I told you, I was walking down in Boston outside of WROL? Just walking down the street, just talking to a frog, just walking. Nobody remembers this one either. You just won't remember these little stories that I tell. Well, why would God even do things like that? Way back then, before you was even in a picture. That voice. The voice of the last day. At that time, it wasn't known as that. But the voice was known. Yeah, I came walking down to WROL. And I was walking down the street with a brother. And I went past, and all of a sudden, I went to 50, 20 yards, and a man said, hey, you. I went over, I said, what do you want? You. Said, I know who you are. He said, your brother's dead. I said, how do you know that? He said, my voice. I hear you on the radio. Hey, I know you, said the cop. I hear you on the radio. Hey, I know that voice, Brother Stair. I hear it on the radio. Not too many of you heard me without the radio. The voice crying in the wilderness. Dealt with all of this junk about Jesus' name and water baptism and what church to belong to and how many gods or no gods or many gods or any gods, your God or my God. Where in heaven? And you still just bunch of snot noses that just think you know so much, and your snot just runs and makes a mess, and then I gotta take a Holy Ghost handkerchief and wipe your snotty noses. You got congestion.
Hallelujah.
Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him.
Yes, Lord.
Now I'm going to do this again. I might as well, because it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to be hated.
Jesus.
And the reason I tell you that is I warn you, don't hate me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I may have to endure it, but don't hate me.
Amen.
Because I have not hated you.
Amen.
I have loved you.
Amen.
I've loved every last one of you at the expense of incurring your hatred and your rejection. How many times I could have just left you alone and let God just deal with you in his own way. But I try to spare you of it.
Hallelujah.
And then you say, where have you loved me?
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll give like God to make that judgment on you that day, not when I was dealing with you. Paul didn't just see, I'm his forerunner. He made me. Huh? When I put him out the door. Well, Christ would do that. Really? Really? Are you still so naive?
Hallelujah. Glory God.
You still don't believe what God says? Look at me again now. You can't, your mind don't go through the scripture? Bind them. Hand and foot.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
and
Lord.
You don't read in the book?
Amen.
How do you feel those snottos out there? That's the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Somebody's got to do it.
Amen.
Wasn't the question asked? Was it answered?
Bless you.
Who? Let you in here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Enough when you walked all the way back from Alabama and I fussed at you for doing it. And everybody thought I should have commended you.
Right.
In fact, you was even sort of expecting a little commendation.
Hallelujah.
A little bit? Sure. Sure. Huh? And I put them out of the trailer. That one right over there. Want to show you? Want to show them the door?
Oh, God.
And then I turn around and I go downstairs in the motel.
Glory God.
And from that point on, they will keep me here through all of Enoch.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Through all of Enoch. But see, I had only put it to the point where, well, I will cast you out. What do you think when I'm saying to him, don't call me a liar again? I don't want to cast him out. I don't want to cast you out.
Bless you,
Jesus. So don't call me a liar.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you,
Jesus. See my point?
Hallelujah.
You don't touch God's anointed. Well, he's God's anointed. I wasn't touching him. I was judging him. I'm dealing with him. That's my question. You have not been sent to judge me. None of you. Including your snot noses up there in New Jersey. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Well, Brother Stair, what do you think? Of yourself, I believe I'm spiritual. I believe God has called me. I believe I'm a man sent from God. I believe my steps are ordered by God. I believe my uprisings and my downfallings have been in the hand of God. I believe He's upholding me right now by His right hand of fellowship. And He's using that right hand to uphold you in yours. Yeah. I am my brother, keeper. I go way out of my way to keep you as my brother, his brother, our brother. And then he called us arrogance or haughty. Because I checked the bull by the horn.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's judged of no man. I had the Lord just drive that thing home with me, just trying to comfort me last week. When he quoted the scripture to me again, who shall lay anything to the charge?
Hallelujah.
How dare you charge God's elect with anything? Anything!
Hallelujah!
That's what it says. That's what it says. That's what it says.
Yes, Lord God Almighty.
For you lay things to our charge, I do not. I judge you in righteousness, and I know the reason for judgment is preparing you for the judgment. You see, God's not going to cast anybody away that gets to that judgment. It's going to be settled before you ever get there. But he that cometh to me, or the judge, the final judge, I won't cast him out. He's not going to cast Dave Marotta out. He's not going to cast Sister Mark. He's not going to do it. I said he's not going to do it.
Glory.
Sinners won't stand in that judgment. You're going to have your sins taken care of. You can't even. The spirit of this age depends on so much on its own integrity, its own of who I am, that they think that they're going to make it in on their own good works or their good deeds.
No way.
Boy, how can you quote it to us? Not by any works of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Do you know a homosexual believes he's doing right?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Do you know most adulterers and fornicators and blasphemers believe they're doing right? There is a way that seems right.
Hallelujah.
Do you know in Christ there are no adulterers, no fornicators, no blasphemers, no sinners? So what is your hope? In Christ? In Christ in you, which is God's hope? Why don't somebody believe me? I woke up this morning and all I could see was these certain scriptures. I said, God, if I could just present them. Oh, such a hard and stubborn self.
Hold on.
God. Huh? And Pilate therefore took him and scourged him.
Yes.
Does anybody know that I've been taken in the hand of God and allowed to be scourged? I told you before what scourging is. He limits your ability to resist.
Thank God.
So I'm being scourged with this ministry. I've got to do it. I'm captive. I can't resist God. Woe be unto me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And you all consider yourself spiritual, and you can't make a righteous judgment on that statement.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Bless
you, Jesus.
Brother Christian, I was talking about some of these people that don't believe there's any leadership here. You know, that was one of the things Brother Pringle said about me. And he's gone now. And I like Brother Pringle.
Yeah.
He said, you have been chosen to lead God's people. That's what he finally told me one day when I confronted him. What happened was, someone had sent me an offering and told me to divide it with brother. Now, why in heaven's name anybody would even do that? Why did you send it to him? I'll repeat it to you again. Someone sent me a $50 offering. And they said, give half of it to Brother Pringle.
Amen.
So I took the offering and I sat down and wrote a check and I sent it to Brother Pringle.
Right.
And I explained to him why I'm sending it to him.
Right.
I said, a man told me to send you this offering. I said, here it is. I said, Brother Pringle, there's only one thing that troubles me is why don't you receive me as a man of God?
Amen.
And he wrote me back. It's because you've been divorced. You can't be a leader in the church.
Amen.
Well, the only trouble is that he don't choose leaders. Hey, you people out there listening to me. I am a divorced man. I have lived with the first wife about 25 years. I have 5 children by her. I have no contact with them hardly at all. How do you like this, doing this on a public radio? I've been married the second time for about 30 years to the second one. We have ups and downs and ins and outs. It was after I was divorced and remarried that God raised me up. And I care any of you out there that go against that. I defy any of you. Pick up the telephone and defy it.
Oh God.
Put some word behind your name and your name behind your words, you devil. 1-843-701-5053. Make sure you give me your name and your right phone number so I can tell all the people that didn't call you, and you can tell them what you want to tell them.
Yes,
that Brother Stair's not a man of God. He's not a prophet of God. Come on, Satan. Come on, call on your God, you devils out there. You're so stupid. Such a blind generation.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Just now again, I just got finished telling you people. On 7 short waves. 7. 5 satellites. At the tune of hundreds and thousands of dollars. And we've never taken an offering in this tabernacle.
Lord, thank you, God.
What does it take to make you people realize there's something extraordinary going on here? Something way beyond the realms of a mere man. A work of Almighty God or a work of Satan. One of the two. There's only 2 powers out in this working.
Hallelujah.
So you don't believe it's the work of God, then you're ascribing it as the work of Satan, and that's blasphemy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Talk all you want about me as a man, about my sins and my failures. You still can't hurt me because he's the only one that's going to save me anyhow.
Glory, glory, glory.
Are you sure?
True.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I go down through the years how people have fussed on me about this. I don't believe that divorce and remarriage is correct. I believe it was a sin. But when I did it, it was a sin.
Amen.
I'd like all sins to be forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. My sins. Past, present, future. But don't you know that Jesus died for future sins? You weren't even allowed or around when he died on the cross. But he died for your sins.
Whoa! Only a God could do that.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live day to day. No borrow from its sunshine or its forgiveness or its mercy. I get what I need today. And if I get it today, it'll still be there tomorrow. Jesus Christ, grace and truth, forgiveness and mercy is the same yesterday, today, and hope. I am hope. Pascorch. Now, Pilate was in a hard place. I don't think Pilate chose that job.
Hallelujah! Glory!
All of a sudden, man, he could almost any little thing. He'd kill that one, crucify that one, cut that guy's head off, whatever. Yeah. He was there for that purpose. Do you think Jesus was the only one he ordered to be crucified? But he never had one like this one, did he? Did he? He clamored. He said, man, will you please talk up? I'm examining you. These people got a charge on you.
Yes.
Are you the Christ? No, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He answered not a word.
Yes.
He said, shut up.
Glory.
Pastor, come on, speak a little bit of your own defense.
Jesus.
You just couldn't get him to do it, too, because like a lamb,
amen,
for his shearers,
hallelujah,
he opened not his mouth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He won't be that silent when he comes.
No, thank God. Hallelujah.
He's going to out-roar the roaring lion. He's going to out-fight the giant. He's going to quench the violence of the fire. Lord, at first, what does it take to get these people? Wow! Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I had the misfortune of being amongst the Philadelphia church, Adrian. But if I'd have said that little statement right there, I'd have stopped for 5 minutes while they all shouted. Yeah, many a time we'd have to stop preaching because the folk would get beside themselves. Many times you stand there watching, running, shouting, glory to God. Hallelujah. And rightfully so. Let the redeemed say so. What you had in the Philadelphia church, there was a bunch of sinners that got saved. They didn't do much of anything else. They just believed that Jesus saved them.
Glory! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, God!
You don't show what they didn't allow them to save them to the uttermost.
Hallelujah!
See, you all got saved quite a few years ago, but some of you, he's trying to save you to the uttermost.
Hallelujah!
You know. Now, here they will save them to the uttermost, to the ultimate, to the end. Oh, hallelujah! Glory to God! Did I say that right? The uttermost, to the ultimate. This is it. The end has come. Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Now I'll get around to it. I can. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns. And they put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. And they said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands.
Hallelujah.
Pilate therefore went forth again. And saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him.
Hallelujah.
I demolished it because you guys demanded it, but I don't find any fault in it. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns.
Yes, Jesus.
And the purple robe.
Jesus.
And Pilate said unto him, unto them, Behold,
Jesus.
The man.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Wow, I thought that would bring you right out of your seat. My God. Oh, do you pray to this people?
Glory.
God, have mercy. And they'll criticize me and find fault. They're not caught. And they look scared. Oh, God. God, you promised me that if I would speak to the dry bones, there would be a shaking in the land. They'd be coming together, not a stone. Yes, yes. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you're stubborn, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
But I just don't believe that God requires it from us. Too much is given.
Much.
How much has God given you?
Glory.
How much?
Glory.
Has He given you much forgiveness?
Yes.
Much grace?
Yes.
Much mercy?
Yes.
Much time?
Yes.
Much strength?
Glory.
To whom much is given?
Glory.
Much is? Pay me, sir.
Yes.
Pay up.
Yes.
Yeah, praise me. Worship me. To say something that would get a proper response out of you.
Huh?
You see, you've got this negativity upon you.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know how to be positive about serving the Lord, do you?
Glory.
Why art thou
Glory.
Cast down?
Oh,
that's
Hallelujah.
Negative, huh?
Glory.
Come on up.
Glory.
You know, if I didn't like you, you know where I'd be
Glory.
Right now.
Thank you.
I'd be in my house sitting in a chair moping.
Thank you. Glory. Glory. Oh, God.
What did you do?
Thank you.
It's time to come to church.
Glory.
I can be faithful to time, can I?
Glory.
Time to pray, time to worship God. Weeping and crying a bit this morning. And I said, God, it seems like I just fall so short. He said, I want to tell you something, son. For over 60 years, I've tried you. And you've been faithful in every situation. So you go ahead, son. Let them hate. Let the heathen rage. You fools. You just sit there. Just keep on. Before I get done with this thing, you may not be around.
Hallelujah.
I try to tell you that. I don't want that, but that's the way it seems like some
Jesus,
of you folks.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have a house of a glorious church.
Hallelujah.
The Father Rick. And if you can recognize right now that you are that church and that you don't have any spot already, now, that's your home, isn't it? That's your home in God. So that you respond. Now is the time. Today is the day. Now.
grave gonna hold his soul down? Don't let that old bodily grave you're in, that old earth, earth to earth, just let earth go to earth. Hallelujah. Let the spirit come alive. Behold the Lamb of God. I got intrigued again by the word behold, because you see, I tried to tell the people, it's astonishing today how you can actually take that word and just read it straight out.
Hallelujah.
And folks will look at you and you're a good example.
Gloria.
You really are.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, you really are.
Hallelujah.
Do you know there's not another preacher on the face of this earth in a book? In a script that's ever told you that John the Baptist did not even know that Jesus was the Messiah, even though they were cousins? They were cousins. What do you think John the Baptist's mother told him when he was born and got of age?
Huh?
And Jesus would come over to visit. She would say, John, son, yeah, mom, when his mother came here and told me that she was had him in her womb.
Amen.
You know what you did, boy? What did I do? Well, you jumped inside of me. What are you telling me, Mama? When you finally find out who he is, you're going to jump, boy. When his father revealed to you, he's not just your cousin. He's not just flesh and blood. And I can see John scratch his head and say, what in the world are you talking? Amen. Come on. He pushed me around and I pushed him back.
No!
Amen.
He wasn't the Lord and I had it.
Bless you.
They were boys.
Glory. Oh, God. Bless you. Thank you.
So one day God just separated old John, drove him out in the wilderness. Walking around. Can you see him?
Bless you.
I don't know how long he was out there. The Bible doesn't tell us how long he was out there. But he's out there just day by day, don't know where he's going. Forgot where he came from. Don't quite know who he is. Something just stirring inside of him. As God is occurring, he is to proclaim the most profound announcement the world has ever seen. Oh my. And one day that spirit that had him just drove. Get on, get back in there. What am I supposed to do? Get on in there. And he came in there. Repent you! Wow! What? You expect me a popular preacher preaching that? Amongst all them fine religious folk, John?
Thank you,
Lord. At least go get yourself a 3 breast of soup, boy. Go get some seminary training.
Amen.
What are your credentials?
Glory, glory,
God.
Jesus. Glory, glory,
Jesus. Can anybody have any kind of mental understanding of John? Clothed in camel's hair. Now, that ain't as bad as you think. You ever see a camel hair suit?
Yeah.
Ooh, they're beautiful. But I don't think he had one more. I think he probably just took the old skin of a camel, cleaned it out, put it over his shoulder. Because they didn't have manufacturing like we did today. He had no bicycle to ride in town. All he had a pair of old brush sandals on his feet. He had no ice chest to carry his food in. Just stopped alongside him. Ooh, look at this honey there. Nice and getting that all over me. Ooh, look at that nice little grasshopper.
Hallelujah.
What you doing? You think he killed it first? He pick up a little cricket, little old grasshopper, dip it in honey. Does sure taste good?
Yeah.
You mean telling me the grasshopper tastes good? No, the taste is the honey. Oh, there's honey in the rock, rock, rock. Oh, taste and see the Lord is God. Is holy. The boy had a beard on him, went out of honey, just stick up there. You ever get honey on your beard? Ooh, isn't that something? He had no wash house to go to.
Hallelujah.
Had no hot water like y'all do.
Well,
he must have been a pitiful son.
Thank you, sir.
Repent, y'all! Repent! my sight?
Amen.
I got this honey all over me.
Amen.
Just a sticky old mess.
Thank you, God.
Ain't that pitiful sight?
Glory. Oh, Jesus.
I have no beauty, you desire me.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Man, if I was going,
Jesus.
Look for a man, I wouldn't pick him. Beautiful fellow, you know. He's obnoxious, despicable. Ain't that right? Especially when he gets angry and looks at you mad.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Amen.
See, folk don't have no conception of that.
Oh, Jesus.
When God presented even his son Jesus Christ to the world, open, hung him up so the world would see him. He had no comeliness.
Jesus.
They have nothing that they would desire.
Jesus.
Do you desire him?
Jesus.
Yes. Do you see the beauty of the cross?
Yes.
Do you see the magnitude of his death?
Jesus.
Do you behold the man?
Jesus.
Do you see him? But we see Jesus. He was made a little longer than he had, but then God crowned him. That John the Baptist is not the messenger of the covenant that Jesus gave. John was the messenger of the covenant of the promised Messiah. He was not the Elijah messenger that comes just before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. Although he did come before a great and notable day. Because Jesus said, now is the accepted time. And today, now is the day of salvation. So John was the messenger of the covenant that God would promise a Savior. Behold, boy, God, what kind of words? My God, I get beside myself, brother, when I say these things. I'll tell you one thing. You don't deserve to be saved.
Hallelujah.
None of you.
Hello.
Because of him,
yes,
you deserve to be saved.
Hallelujah.
You hear me? I don't bleat. I know. I know.
Yes, Lord. Bless you.
I understand.
Bless you.
But you're a fool not to believe me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That always challenges the month, doesn't it?
Glory.
But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That thou art mindful of him.
Yes,
or
Lord.
The Son of Man.
Yes, God.
Thou hast visited him.
Amen.
Thou madest him a little lower than
Hallelujah.
The angels.
Oh, yeah.
How'd he do that? Why put him in flesh? He chastised him.
Hallelujah.
He scorched him.
Yes,
put him in flesh.
Yes, God.
He scorched him by putting him in flesh.
Hallelujah.
He limited his ability to resist the will of the Father because of the weakness of his flesh. He was scorched.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother said, what theology is that? It's not theology.
Hallelujah.
It's not a theory.
Hallelujah.
I'm not preaching you a theory.
Hallelujah.
A theology.
Hallelujah.
That's an assumption.
Hallelujah.
That's an assertion.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching you the truth.
Hallelujah.
He scorched him. He put him in threat, flesh.
Hallelujah.
And his flesh limited him.
Hallelujah.
He could resist the Father on this.
Amen.
Not in the flesh, he couldn't
Lord,
do it.
Amen.
See, if I said, I give up.
Yeah, amen.
He didn't say that. Well.
Hallelujah.
Well. What's the matter?
Hallelujah.
He didn't say that. Well. Well.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, come on, brothers.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't know what I want you to say.
Hallelujah.
No, not my will,
Hallelujah.
But thine be done.
Oh, Jesus.
Would you like a rehearsal? Amen. Can you say it from the heart? That's going to take some wrestling, ain't it?
Yes, Lord.
That old heart's going to get in the way, isn't it?
Yes, Lord.
That old flesh's going to get in the way.
Yes, Lord.
See, he...
Glory.
Man, he had to resist, didn't he? The flesh. Not God.
Oh, bless you. Yes, God.
Right. That's what he was doing in the garden.
Yes, sir.
He was resisting the flesh.
Glory, glory.
That had him entangled.
Yes.
Had him in bondage.
Yes.
He broke them chains. Hallelujah. Hey, again, I'm going to ask you people, why are you coming here? Some of you sitting there like you're just bored to death.
Oh, my Lord.
Be my guest. I told you people all along that the day's going to come, we're going to have a gathering here. And everybody's not going to get through that door.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Go ahead and mock me again. Go ahead. Play games with me again.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, well, Brother Stan, you're getting old and you're going to get weak. Yeah, I'm going to probably be the weakest I'll ever be in the flesh at that time.
Hallelujah.
But boy, is his strength.
Hallelujah.
Yes, well, not be again. Go ahead, you sit there. Go ahead. You folks don't realize that the way you respond to me a lot of times is just plain mocking.
Hallelujah.
You're mockers. Yeah, well, I don't quite see it like that.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you'll never put me out. That's right. You got that right. I'll never put you up.
Hallelujah.
And I'll be so weak I won't be able to do it. And then his strength. So you better start getting your heart right. I'm telling you. You better get a believing heart.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to endure this time is coming with this kind of spirit on you. You won't stand it. You'll betray one another. You'll deny one another. And when you do that, you deny him and you betray him. Because Christ is in one of us.
Yes.
You know what made old Moses run, don't you?
Hallelujah.
What made Moses run? Oh, come on, brothers!
Hallelujah.
What made him run? Because the two brothers were fighting. What? You don't even give you a hint and you still sit there like you can't. He used the term, but you be brethren. And he ran because he said, these guys who are fighting a bunch together, go tell these Egyptians that I killed an Egyptian.
Right.
I could stay here now.
Amen.
So he ran. Not from the brethren, from them betraying him. You didn't understand that story, huh? He slew an Egyptian and he hid the body. Well, nobody would know, so he wouldn't get back to Pharaoh.
Oh, God.
So the next day he comes out, he finds two brothers fighting. And he tries to break it up. Look at him. Look.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe this house doesn't know this story. I can't believe, God, that's our thing. Boy, we preach these stories here. I got it right, brothers. Hey, know-it-alls. You won't even admit that, will you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Boy, it's really hard for us to say, Lord, you're right.
Amen.
Oh, now, he says he's Lord. Huh? Well, he sent me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Well, maybe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the story goes that Moses tried to break up the brothers. See, you guys are brothers. And one of them says, you're going to slay us like you did the Egyptian? And he, somebody saw me hide that Egyptian body. And they're going to go tell Pharaoh on me. And he took off. Now we who have foresight and foreknowledge know that that was in the will of God. Because it wasn't time yet to deliver the Israelites.
Amen.
Amen. At the right time, he wouldn't care what happened. When he finally, he didn't care what they told Pharaoh then. When God said, you go tell Pharaoh. Right. He didn't fear Pharaoh anymore, did he? Come on now. This is one that didn't even know it.
That's right.
But he didn't fear him, did he?
No.
Yes, sir. He challenged that Pharaoh God. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Their brothers over there.
Yes.
You let my people go. God said, who are you talking about? Don't tell us the God of Israel. Why did you folk this afternoon get the story and read it again?
Look.
Might do you some good.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Does it disturb you folks that you forget these things? These little stories in the Bible that are so important for us today.
Yes, Lord.
You know what the children of Israel, when they confronted Pharaoh, they were brought out into tribulation.
Jesus.
Now they're questioning their God more in tribulation than they did in Egypt.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, they believed Noah or Moses. And he got them out because they believed him.
Hallelujah.
How? One day Moses coming back and Pharaoh was getting tougher and tougher. And the children of Israel saying, Moses, what are you going to do? Get us all killed. I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is the last one.
Amen.
Now, y'all listen to me and don't nobody question me.
Amen.
Y'all go get a lamb, one for your household.
Amen.
You slay that lamb.
Yes, Lord.
You take that blood.
Hallelujah.
You put it on your doorpost.
Yes,
and then you get all your family in that house.
Glory.
Why, Moses? Because tonight at midnight,
yes.
Almighty Yahweh is going to send a death angel.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to kill the firstborn child.
Hallelujah.
Of every house. Or every beast.
Yes.
Amen.
That doesn't have the blood applied to his throat. And I'll tell you again, I do not believe that every Israelite did it. God did not promise to save the Israelites. He promised to save those that had the blood of the dark.
Hallelujah.
And I told him a couple of Gentiles, these Egyptians, who watched what the Israelites were doing. And they were friends to him and said, what are you doing? But tonight, we've heard from Moses that put this blood on our doorpost.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory God.
I wish I could find some believing people. God, this is so hard to talk to folks and question everything you say in your mind. Because it's stupid heads. Yes. I believe that there was just like the Gentiles today. We weren't required to keep the ceremonial law like the Jews were. And Jesus done away with that. Now he says to the Gentiles, now you put that blood on your heart. You get that blood up there. That's all you got to do. You don't keep no law. The law will keep you. Yeah, never mind if you don't understand that kind of speaking. Yeah, we're kept by the law of God. The word of God. On the Old Testament law, that law was never given to bring death. It was given to bring you to life. In Him, Christ. Why don't we say that? I remember a story told by Herbert W. Armstrong one day, and I'll tell it to y'all again.
Oh God.
Came back from one of his trips, and I used to watch him. I told you, I studied under Armstrong. I was never a part of his group, never went to any of his services, never did. But I took the Ambassador College correspondence course, and of course I knew what he taught. He actually taught that at the great white throne judgment, everybody's going to get saved. In the end, everybody's going to get saved.
Amen. All right.
He taught there's no burning hell. Well, I don't believe that.
Amen.
I believe it's a burning hell.
Yes,
I believe it's a hell where men will burn.
Yes, God.
I don't believe God would do that. He ain't. He made hell for Satan and his angels, not for you. But if you choose to follow Satan, that's where you're going.
Hallelujah.
You're going to go to hell. And in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
He came back from one of these world trips one day, standing in his little desk, And he said, I traveled all over the world. He said, you know, everywhere I go, people know about God.
Hallelujah.
You talk to princes, kings, potentates, they know about God. He said, in America, we know about God. He said, the trouble is we just don't know God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We just don't. Yeah, you know a lot about God, don't you? But he wouldn't do that, then you don't know him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Then you don't know God. Just know about him. Jesus actually said to the people who thought they knew God, he said, if you actually knew who I am.
Amen.
I mean, you got all, look at these. Well, I see you people. Look at you. God, these faces.
Hallelujah.
What is it that when I actually literally quote the actual word,
amen,
and so many folks say, is that in the book? Where are you getting that from? People get mad at me all the time because a guy asked me yesterday. And then he got mad because they won't answer the way he wanted me to answer. Do you keep the Sunday Sabbath? How do you believe about the Trinity? Do you believe the Roman Catholic Church is a whore? I just wrote back, I believe Jesus is the Christ. You didn't get my answer, sure I did. First of all, I don't believe in the Sunday, in the seventh day Sabbath, or Saturday Sabbath. I believe in the seventh day. God did not hallow Saturday. He hallowed the seventh day. And of course, it's not. See, now they come out a new thing out here that a Sabbath day could change every 7 day rotate with a new moon. Yes, you bunch of numbskulls. There's a lot of folk out here now. They start every new month by new moon, and they count seven. Then it comes on Thursday. It comes on Tuesday. But God did not allow that to happen. The 7 day rotation has never changed. They can change the calendar all they want to. The 7 day, and we are. And it so happens that our Roman calendar tells us this Saturday is the seventh day. But the seventh day doesn't tell you it's Saturday. The Bible tells you the Sabbath day is the seventh day, not Saturday. The Bible tells you the first day of the week is the first day, not Sunday. And so, never mind. You people are just. What a revolting development this is.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I looked up the word behold because it intrigued me a little bit.
Yes.
It means surprise.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
So John was surprised.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Behold.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
He's out there for months and months saying, there's one coming after me, one coming after me, one coming after me. Oh my, he's greater than I am. He shoes have not run your life. Who is this guy, John? Who is he at? We like you. There's somebody greater than you. We want to see him. Well, then he got so upset and said, you talking about yourself? He said, no. That's all you do, best kid. Talk about yourself. No, I don't. I talk about the one who's coming after me. John, I could see him. He got pushed by them Pharisees.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Are you the prophet? See, the difference is so much there. Are you the prophet? I told you. At this point in time, boy, oh boy.
Oh God.
This house. Sit your skepticism. I'm not Elijah. It's not been revealed. And when I, if it is revealed, then you'll know who it is, won't you?
Yeah.
I'm operating in the spirit. and in the power of Elijah, who turned the hearts of the people back to the Father.
Amen.
And Father, forgive them. Because they just don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
You crucified the Holy One of Israel, Peter said. You rejected your Messiah. You refused to let him be Lord over your life. Well, I don't want the way he rules. So I want to pick the ruler. You know that man actually said to Christopher that the body of Christ, everybody has equal authority. That's nonsense. That's the latest in church age. That's the latest in church age.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the people rule. You don't rule this house of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
We will not have this man. Jesus, stood by a man. Who rules in your house? The man. Who rules in your house? The man. Who rules in this house? The man. And don't you ever usurp the authority over the man. The man. Behold the man. The man. Lord, they're resisting. They're resisting now. I can see it in your faces. Well, I don't have no man over me. You don't? You don't? You don't?
Oh, Jesus.
The man.
Amen.
Behold.
Amen.
The man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If I got some subordinates, I let them do their job. And then if they don't do it, then I'll rule over them. As long as you take care of that situation, I don't have to do it.
Bless
you. So spare me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Sister Burgess went home one day and told Brother Burgess, Brother Stairs said such and so. He says, I'm Burgess.
Yeah.
I'm the man in this house.
Amen.
Remember that, Brother Burgess? You are here. She let him know what the prophet said. He said, that's all right, but I'm Burgess.
Amen.
I'm the man over you.
Right. Amen.
I never took issue with that.
No.
No, sir, boy.
No.
When I try to correct her, I say, hey, brother, shut her up.
Amen.
Remember that?
Yes,
it
was
there. How you do with it?
Good.
In other words, she don't speak with authority over you. It doesn't mean she can't say hallelujah or glory to God.
Amen.
She just don't tell her, I ain't going to do it. No way. See my point?
Yes, sir.
You boy has the right rule, but it doesn't mean you can't say hallelujah and glory to God. Told to shut up. Sure I did. Shut up. But praise the Lord now, you ain't shutting up. You don't have to shut up the praises. There's shame inside of you. It's like fire shows up my bones. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Ghost of fire that's keeping me alive, and they speak. And they speak as the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
God we serve.
Surprise, John said. No, he didn't say that. He was surprised.
Amen.
He was being pushed every day. Where is he? Who is he? Are you the one? No. But where is he at? My God, man, you're telling us there's one coming after you that is greater than you?
Amen.
Look at the fire you started.
Look.
What kind of fire is he going to start?
Hallelujah.
Wow, where are you at? And John said, where you at, Lord? Where you at? I like it, boy. I like it. That's why I'm waiting now for the revelation of the other thunders. Man, I remember those first ones. Boy, just like somebody turned a big old bright light on the side of me. Just dispelled all the... I no hesitation on my part. And I got to thinking about that horn again this morning. God, that... Not a word, but I lost it right away. Lost it right away. Lost it right away. Oh, boy. He had a horn.
Yes, sir.
Which one? No. The horn between the head of the goat. Do you know the United States military is waxing great?
Great horn between the goat.
And it's because of our finances. Now it's going to be broken. The next major war we get involved in is going to break this horn. It's going to break us financially. It's going to break the strength of our military. And we won't be able to even trust in our own military. We'll have to bring in heathens to rule.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Come on. They're not going to get the majority of these American boys to start butchering their own people. They got a hardcore group out there, but you folks just don't believe it. The Russian troops are already in America. The German troops are already. Why do they do that? Why do they send American boys over to Iraq? Because the Iraqi military won't kill their own military. So what they kind of did over there? They took over Iraq, and they turned it over to the Iraqi, and they got the two factions there to fight.
Yeah.
And they're actually controlling the situation because they control. Open my eyes that I might see. Open my ears that I might hear. I read a little article on the war. I'm sure you all glued yourself to the radio, didn't you? Key phrases in there. Yeah, like the Russians are planning for a nuclear war. Major cities underground. On both sides. And the kings of the earth are going to gather themselves together in the dens of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Well, they're going to do it. They've done it. The cities are built. They're planning this war. And once they get to the final, everything in place. And now they're not the timers. God set the time. And so they're moving, put a hook in their jaw, getting the battle set in array. I saw missiles coming from the north and the south and the east and the west and out of the sea. Oh, that's obsolete, brother.
Hallelujah.
You know why you folk don't enjoy this place? Because you don't believe that threat is real.
My Lord, yeah. Jesus. Have mercy, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why do you think God's kept me right here?
Glory to God. Worthy are thou.
I told you before, I could travel if I wanted to. I could travel like I never traveled before. Mm-hmm. Yet God keep me right here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Noah. Yeah, I got the boat finished. Yeah, I got it finished. I think I'll take a trip over to see Grandma. She's over there, and I'd like to talk to her before I... Boy, oh boy. Is there anybody here please, that has the perception to understand when I say something?
Hallelujah.
I got to get a point across. Hey, you snot noses out there. Hey, why do you call us snot noses? Because you're making a mess with your rebellion.
Amen.
Your snot's running everywhere.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
You despise dominion. You speak evil of those that God dignified by giving them authority. They speak evil of dignity, the ones who's authorized. Oh, really like that. Well, how do you read it? Hey, all you word folk.
Amen.
They railed against the angels of God.
Amen.
You ever do that? If this woman's opened her mouth, said, I'll not have this man to rule over, she's talking about me or him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Isn't that something? Do I have to rule? Am I supposed to rule over her?
No.
No. So when she says that, well, I'll have this man rule over, who's she talking about, me or him?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to question that and say you don't have to?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Huh? I'll rule over him if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to rule over him to rule over her.
Right. Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, boy. They despise dominion.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They speak evil of dignity.
Yes.
They speak evil of the way of truth.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh God.
Christian community. A Christian community is not a church somewhere in town with the people living anywhere all over town.
No.
And only come together for a little tea party at night.
My Lord.
Thank you. A Christian community is where everybody has all things in common.
Hallelujah.
We all live in the same status.
Hallelujah.
Eat the same food.
Amen.
Seek the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Submit to the same authority.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's a call. Call it what you will. The Bible calls the church. You lying devils. You think you're in church when you go to a little house of prayer once in a while and then you go back home to your televisions and your lifestyle and you could care less about your brothers and sisters. You won't. You're a bunch of damn liars.
Amen.
You're blind guides.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And there's no reason. I can see why you don't like me. Huh? Come on, you false, pale gods. Come on, you God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I'm anxious for that part where Elijah sliced him to pieces. You false, pale gods, you religious apostasies. Come on.
Yes.
Pull out your sword and let's get with it.
Glory. Amen.
Worshippers of devils.
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. Or any preacher can consult with a wife and tell her she's right.
Yeah.
By leaving her husband. Especially a God-called husband.
Amen.
You be damned, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And then you try to correct her husband.
Yeah,
you're a fool, sir.
Amen.
I sure hope you're tuned in this morning.
Amen.
Keep on raising your big mouth until God shuts you once and for all.
My Lord.
I told you this all along, and I say to everybody, don't challenge my integrity.
Amen.
And if you don't know what my integrity is, I will tell you what it is.
My God.
I'm the man that God has sent to this last generation, to the church worldwide.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folk can't even get your message outside your little circle. That's why they get mad at me. You're like my Jesus Christ fella?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you all saw his picture.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus Christ the first, I'm Jesus Christ the second, and I'm Jesus Christ the last.
Uh-huh.
And I want to come over there and tell you, my son, you're doing a good job, even though you're a white man. Because we black folk are the children of God. Isn't that stupid?
Amen.
What are you telling us? We're not? I'm not telling you as a black person you can become a child of God, but you're not going to be a child of God because you're black. No more than because I'm white. No, behold, what matter of love the Father is doing for us. One of the first things I'd have taken line when I started preaching years ago was that nonsense, I'm white and I'm right. You got me in trouble quite a bit. Especially in the deep south.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, after preachers are black folk, they come up their little slogan, I'm black and I'm proud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't black, so I couldn't be proud then, could I? And they weren't white, so they couldn't be right, could they? We were out of problem. But God took black and white, made us right, so we didn't be proud no more. Hallelujah. Never. Well, I tell you folks, you just not going to get it right. The mystery of godliness.
Mystery. Yes, Lord. Have Lord.
Down through the years, black and white, Baptist and Methodist, Presbyterian, doctrinal things. Can I say to you, behold a man? It's not what you believe. It's not what you believe about Jesus. The scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The man. He that hath the Son, the man. There's one mediator between God and man. The man. Behold, the man. We shall behold him. What a surprise that's going to be. You ain't never seen him like he's going to be. Hallelujah. We shall see him as he is. Glory be to God. God said, I saw the Lord high. The prophet said, I saw him high. It's not what he's going to do, it's who he is.
Right.
But he would do with me nothing if he wasn't who he is. It's who he is that gives credibility to what he does. And because he's your Savior, he saves you. Isn't that something? Is there anything too hard for? Behold! Wow! That God should save! What a surprise! I need help because these folk ain't no help at all. God, none at all. Somebody said to me some time ago, said, Brother Stair, how can we help you? I said, receive me. How can you help God be your Lord and Savior? Receive him. Receive him. Him. Not things about him. Well, I can't do that. He can't. I can't forgive. He can't. Sin, he did. Is it him? Is it him? Is it him? That we move and have our being, that we can call ourselves sons of God, redeemed of the Lord. Behold the man, scourged and beaten. That's what God wants this house to do. He wants us to show the world the man.
Amen.
He wants our testimony, our witness.
Amen.
The man.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
You despisers, and you wonder. You know how many times I can quote that folk and they'll say, I'm not doing it? Those people up there despise me.
Oh, Jesus.
And they wonder. Yeah, their name is Huber. They despise the work of God.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they wonder, how does he stay there? How does he keep preaching like that? How does he keep talking like that? Well, I'm going to give you the word of God, you Hubers. And anyone like you? You despisers? You wonder? You will perish.
Amen.
For thus saith the Lord God, I will.
Oh God.
work in your day. That you won't believe that it's God's work. Even though the man that I'm using will say, this is the work of God. And I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. For the night is coming. And so we're in the night season now. And I've been faithful through the day and into the night. And behold, the day cometh. Behold the man. And I saw the Lord coming. I saw him coming. Behold the day. Behold the man. Behold. Behold the man. There is one coming after me who is mightier than I. Why, if God wasn't doing a mighty work here, there'd be no use the word might, would there?
Amen.
Mightier than I. That means this is a mighty work.
Mightier.
But he's going to do one mightier.
Mightier.
This is a mighty work of God. Mighty work. Oh, mighty. Well, there's one coming after me who's mightier than I. Had so many concepts of God that he said, I'd just soon be a doorkeeper.
Amen.
Just as long as I get in that house.
That's right.
A doorkeeper? Yeah. Who I let in and who I let out. So that's all I am. I'm just a doorkeeper. He's the door. I'm just a doorkeeper.
Amen. Look.
Who let you in? Now you can't come in now. Enter in. Enter in.
The holy life awaits you.
Oh, you don't want to enter in, huh?
Praise.
You've been instructed over and over again about how to prepare for services. You were told it's got to be a continual thing all day long.
Amen.
You got to prepare for it.
Yes, Lord.
It's like we're preparing to enter in his presence.
Yes.
You don't want to go in his presence and say, well, I'm old now, I'm sick, and I can't move, or I don't feel like it. No, no. No, we're preparing now to enter his gift with thanksgiving. Enter his court with praise. I put him to the test, man.
And he still maintains his integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you surprised that this is your Messiah? Because that's who he is, you know. This is how it's described. It would be to you. Who do you believe this report? Behold the man. There's the man. Behold the church. Afflicted, tormented, troubled, trial, but still the church. Trying to get across. Hallelujah. It's not what you know, I'm telling you. It's who you know. Who to know is life eternal. Do you know him? That spirit of life and truth in you? You know, that spirit of life and truth comes after you.
Yes, Lord.
You come first and then there's one coming after you. He quickens this mortal body.
Glory!
Well, they just don't understand spiritual language, Lord. They just don't understand it.
Yes, Lord! Thank you, Jesus.
In all you're getting, get understanding.
Amen.
Be not faithless, but believe.
Hallelujah! Glory! Glory God.
Behold the man of love. Behold the man. Behold the love of God. Behold. Wow. Boy, that surprised me. I didn't get what I deserved. Because of the love of God. Yeah, you got punished for your sin, but you didn't get what you deserved. The end of sin is death, and you didn't get that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're alive. He's alive. He's alive. My sins are forgiven. He's alive. Behold the man. Oh, I want to see him.
Amen.
I want to see him in you. I want to see him in me. May the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Glory! Praise the Lord. All right, saints, we're gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day because Jesus is Lord. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. We're going to give him glory today. Hallelujah. We're going to give him praise. Thank you, Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this in the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we rejoice today because you have made us glad. We thank you for the forerunner sin again. Let us know that you're coming, and we gather today in Jesus' name because we believe that, Lord. We believe that we are the people, God, and that you're making us ready. So we thank you also. Send Pastor Rice and anoint Miley. Preach the word boldly as they ought to, and anoint us for service. So we hear what the Spirit speak unto us this day. Thank you to be here, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Glory, glory,
glory.
All right, you may be seated.
Bless you, Jesus.
Like we've got a song today. Say pretty for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Creation shows the power of God. There's glory all around, and those who see must stand in awe, for miracles abound.
Oh God.
I believe in miracles.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the change in one redeemed through Calvary.
Hallelujah!
I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn sun. I believe in miracles. I cannot doubt the work of God. It's plain for all to see. The miracles that he has wrought should lead to Calvary.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the change in one redeemed through Calvary.
Oh God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn sun. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. The love of God, oh pure divine,
hallelujah.
It's wonderful to see the miracle of grace performed within the heart of me. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the change in one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn sun. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, King Jesus. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Everybody hear me okay?
Praise the Lord.
Do you love the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. know why? Praise the Lord. All right, well, let's be loved then. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're gathered to worship God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The hour's come, and now is. When they that worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, let us worship and bow down.
Yes, Lord.
Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God.
Oh, yes, He is.
And we are the people of His pasture. We're the sheep of His hand.
Hallelujah.
We're the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow. Chapter 13. I was provoked this morning, as always. Whenever I hear the word of God, I'm provoked. Whenever I see someone giving glory to God, I'm provoked. Yes, Lord, I'm provoked. Hallelujah. And I endeavor to provoke you today unto love and unto good works. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, chapter, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples. Well, let me see. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed,
hallelujah,
is the Son of Man.
Yes, Lord.
The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Hallelujah.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
Yes.
The harvest,
hallelujah,
is the end of the world.
Hallelujah.
And the reapers are the angels.
Yes, God.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels,
yes,
and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
Yes, God.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
Fire, yes.
There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Hallelujah.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
Glory.
Who hath ears to hear?
Glory.
Let him hear.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
Again, the kingdom of heaven,
hallelujah,
is like unto treasure hid in a field.
Yes, God.
The which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field.
Oh, God.
And the kingdom of heaven is like, again, the kingdom of heaven,
Jesus,
is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
Hallelujah.
who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Hallelujah.
That pearl of great price.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus.
Glory.
Behold the man. There is one mediator between God and men. It is the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Bless you, Jesus.
In him is everything we need.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I present unto you Jesus this evening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory.
Because I heard the man of God preaching this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's what he was talking about. Of course, I heard him talk about us giving God praise.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He talked about going into meetings, and I've been in meetings like that too. Maybe some of you have.
Glory.
People went in, they began to worship God and praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the preacher never got to preach.
Hallelujah.
But God got the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still worthy.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory,
glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, is it right to do that?
Amen.
Shouldn't we leave time for the preacher?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think we can get it all done.
Hallelujah.
I think it's very important that we worship God.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Not that we get dressed up and come to the tabernacle. We can do that, but I think it's important that we worship
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
He's done everything, you know, that we
yes.
can worship him.
Amen.
You know, when we begin to think of the good things that he's done. Glory,
glory.
When I remember the horrible pit that he brought me out of.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Then my righteous response is to say, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord.
Glory.
I worship you, Lord.
Glory,
glory.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
Hallelujah.
For He How do you know, Brother Rice?
Hallelujah.
I know experimentally.
Hallelujah.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
Hallelujah.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
How sweet the sound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been in a few meetings where the preacher didn't get to preach.
Glory.
There were some things that were common, you know. There was somebody that really wanted God. Somebody really needed him. They weren't waiting on the preacher. Come on. You know, they weren't waiting on their neighbor. They weren't waiting. They were trying to get something from God themselves. Hallelujah. Guess what? They came on in and got it.
Hallelujah.
Just like the woman with the issue. Glory, glory. Glory. So there were, when there are people seeking after God. Well, I know that I need him.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
What else do you know, brother? I know that he's worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, there's talk about 10,000 tongues, but we only got one, though.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Well, what would we do with 10,000? Well, what do we do with one? Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Well, thank you, Lord. Well, just let me say, it's one of the things that we need to perfect. Is that all right? Of course, there are things that we need to perfect.
Hallelujah.
We must be made perfect.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Don't argue with me now. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You said we are perfect. Well, yes and no. How about Jesus? Was he perfect? Well, yes and no. Bible said he was made perfect. Ah, by the things that he suffered. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So we too are being made perfect.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We are perfecting praise.
Glory.
We are perfecting worship.
Yes, Lord.
We are perfecting waiting for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are perfecting the love for the brethren.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All that we're doing, we're perfecting.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Especially worship. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because that will be what we'll be doing
Hallelujah.
Throughout eternity.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Glory, glory. Won't be going to McDonald's.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't be going to SeaWorld. Praise the Lord. We'll be in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Of course, we don't have to wait to get in the presence of the Lord. We do that even now. That's why we gather. That's why we seek him. Even in our closet. That we may behold the beauty of the Lord. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down before him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So let me read a few scriptures here.
Bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right. How about this one? Romans 12, that's one of our favorites.
Hallelujah.
Let's try.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I beseech you.
Yes, Lord.
Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, ye present your bodies.
Yes, Lord.
A living sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Holy and acceptable
yes, Lord.
Unto God. Glory, glory, which is your reasonable service.
Yes, Lord.
And be not conformed to this world. They don't have time for God. But be ye transformed.
Yes.
By the renewing of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Perfect will of God.
Thank you, God.
Let's try John chapter 17.
Okay.
I love John chapter 17.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory, God.
It's one of my favorites out of the book of favorites.
Word of God.
It's the Lord's Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? It says Jesus' prayer for himself.
Hallelujah.
Of course, he prayed for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He prayed for me.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Father heard him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Says here, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes
Hallelujah.
Into heaven and said, Father, the hour is come.
Hallelujah.
Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee.
Jesus.
And as thou have given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life
Hallelujah.
To as many as thou hast given him.
Hallelujah.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God,
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Yes, Lord.
I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast gavest me to do.
Thank you.
And now, O Father,
thank you.
Glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee
Hallelujah.
Before the world was.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Yes, God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world.
Hallelujah.
That they may have my joy.
Hallelujah.
Fulfilled in themselves.
Glory.
I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them.
Hallelujah.
Because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world.
Bless you.
They are not of the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Amen.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Glory to
God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself.
Hallelujah.
That they also might be sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Through the truth.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
That they all may be one.
Hallelujah.
As thou, Father, art in me.
Hallelujah.
And I in thee.
Glory.
That they also may be one in us.
Hallelujah.
That the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Glory.
And the glory which thou gavest me, I've
glory.
Given them.
Hallelujah.
That they may be one, even
glory.
As we are one.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Father.
I in them, and thou in me.
Oh, Father. Yes, Father.
That they may be made perfect.
Hallelujah.
In one.
Yes, God.
And that the world may know.
Hallelujah.
That thou hast sent me and hast loved them.
Yes, God.
As thou hast loved me.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Behold, yeah.
Yes.
I will come again.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And receive you into myself.
Yes, Lord God.
Where I am,
Lord Jesus.
There you may be also.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. That they may behold my glory.
Hallelujah.
Which thou hast given me, for thou
glory.
Lovest me before
yes,
the foundation of the world.
Glory.
O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I've known thee.
Oh, Father.
These have known that thou hast sent me.
Yes,
and I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it.
Glory.
That the love
hallelujah.
Wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them.
Hallelujah.
And I in them.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, how are we made perfect? Yeah, in the one.
Hallelujah.
That's how it is.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Perfect in the perfect one.
Hallelujah.
Behold the man.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. Glory.
All right. I'll just take my time, all right?
Thank you, Father.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
I like it when you say it, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Encourage me a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Galatians chapter 3.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
All right.
Oh, God.
It says, O foolish Galatians.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth.
Hallelujah.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth,
hallelujah.
Crucified among you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
This only would I learn of you.
Right.
Receive ye the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
By the works of the flesh. Or the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith.
Hallelujah.
Are you so foolish?
Glory.
Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect?
Hallelujah.
By the flesh.
Hallelujah.
No.
Glory.
We're not made perfect by the flesh.
Hallelujah.
We're not made perfect by the law.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We are being made perfect.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
One of our favorites here. We're coming
hallelujah.
To it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is for edification.
Jesus.
Yours and mine.
Oh, Jesus.
And for God's glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Because he is Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is risen.
Hallelujah.
He has begotten us again into a lively hope.
Glory.
We are his people.
Hallelujah.
We are the sheep of his pasture.
Hallelujah.
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 It's right for us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Glory.
To come into his courts with praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
listen to what I have here.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord,
hallelujah,
beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Glory.
How is that? Oh. All lowliness and meekness.
Hallelujah.
With long suffering.
Hallelujah.
Forbearing one another in love.
Hallelujah.
Endeavoring,
hallelujah,
to keep the unity of the Spirit,
hallelujah,
in the bond of peace.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
There's one body,
glory,
one Spirit,
glory,
even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is above all,
hallelujah,
through all and in you all.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory,
glory.
Yeah, Father, I pray that they be one.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
It says here.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Wherefore he saith, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Right.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive.
Hallelujah.
And gave gifts unto men.
Hallelujah.
Now he that ascendeth, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Glory God.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens.
Yes, Jesus.
That he might fill all things.
Yes, Jesus.
And he gave some apostles,
yes,
and some prophets,
oh, God,
some evangelists,
yes, Jesus,
and some pastors,
Jesus,
and teachers,
oh,
for the perfecting of the saints,
oh,
for the work of the ministry,
Jesus,
for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Oh,
we all come into the unity,
hallelujah,
of the faith,
glory,
and the knowledge of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Unto a perfect man.
Hallelujah.
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 Unto a perfect man.
Hallelujah.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Amen.
Hmm? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness,
hallelujah,
whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hallelujah.
But speaking the truth in love, that they may grow up in him, into him, in all things which is the head, even Christ.
Hallelujah. Glory.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth,
hallelujah,
according to the effectual workings in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body,
glory,
unto the edifying of
thank
itself.
You.
In
thank
love.
You, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you.
Glory, glory.
Glory,
glory. Glory,
glory. Glory.
Unto the edifying of itself.
Thank you.
In love.
Yes. Hallelujah.
One body.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Perfect man.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Number 3.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ.
Amen.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss.
Yes, loss.
Yep.
For the excellency,
hallelujah,
of the knowledge,
yes, Lord,
of Christ Jesus my Lord,
hallelujah,
for whom I've suffered the loss of all things,
hallelujah,
and do count them but dumb,
amen,
that I may win Christ,
oh, yes,
and be found in him,
hallelujah,
not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness through the faith of Christ, that is the righteousness of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. There's one thing I do. Getting the things that are behind.
Hallelujah.
Reaching forth
Hallelujah.
To the things that are before me.
Hallelujah.
I press
yes.
for the mark.
Yes.
For the prize
yes.
of the high calling.
Yes.
Of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Let us therefore, as many as be perfect,
Hallelujah.
Be thus minded.
Hallelujah.
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 And if any of ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
Hallelujah.
Let us follow or mind the same thing.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It's a growing process. I heard a preacher preaching the other day about God still working on me.
Oh, yes, he is.
And the preacher said, well, you know, if God's still working on you, guess what? He's still working on your brother.
Hallelujah.
He's still working on us.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He's going to finish the work, though.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's going to finish the work.
Hallelujah.
But you know, throughout the ages, the church ages, the history of the church, men haven't always walked into the whole truth. You know, that was something that Calvin brought in.
Yeah.
That was something that, what was the other one?
Hallelujah.
Martin Luther?
Yes. Yeah.
Praise God. And I mean, it was just sown in their hearts, burned into their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Even Brother Branham, mighty man of God.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Sabbath keeper, though.
Yeah.
And some wouldn't receive him because of that. Of course, there are things that you don't do too.
Amen.
But I receive you.
Hallelujah.
We'll all be made perfect.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory, glory. Yeah, I mean, as we're being made perfect, God opens up things and calls us to walk in.
Hallelujah.
Even though because we walk in the Sabbath, there's many that don't. You understand that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. There may be things that you walk in, your brother don't walk in. You know that.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, he's your brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
But there are things we can walk in and we should just dwell on those.
Hallelujah.
I heard the preacher say today, you know, we shouldn't ask a lot about how you were baptized and do you believe in this and do you believe in that?
Hallelujah.
Well, his answer was, I believe he's the Christ.
Yeah.
Do you all see the unity in that?
Yeah.
Nope. Don't tell me I don't preach it like that, because I do.
Yeah.
Huh? I do preach it like that.
Hallelujah.
That's all we need to agree on. He's the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Well, should we not seek the truth? I'm telling you, when we come together in unity, we'll get to the truth.
Yep.
I promise you that.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Hallelujah.
We come together on Christ as Christ,
Hallelujah.
And we're his people.
Christ.
We'll get to all that we need to get to.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We won't get to it biting in the barn one another.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Of course, these truths that were revealed to men, you know, they're still very pertinent, and we may need to get them more perfect in our heart.
Oh God.
You know, the just shall live by faith. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Not by works of righteousness which we've done.
Hallelujah.
But according to his mercy, he saves us.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, we can take that the other way and say, well, I no need for me to go to the tabernacle. I'm not saved.
Right.
No, no, no. You're not giving glory to God.
Right.
You're not being obedient.
Hallelujah.
We are saved by being obedient.
Hallelujah.
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 Okay.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The love of God constrains us.
Oh, yes. Thank you, God.
Well, does the enemy oppose us? Absolutely. We're soldiers.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in warfare, stern warfare.
Amen.
You know that the devil knows that he has but a short time.
That's right.
You know that you have but a short time.
Amen.
Huh? Let us redeem the time.
Amen.
Be sober. Be vigilant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cast off the works of darkness. Amen. Put on the armor of light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Good word.
You want to fight the devil, you give God glory.
Amen.
Amen. You begin to give God some thanks. Hallelujah. It's the right thing to do. Hallelujah. We won't praise him too much.
Amen.
Hmm? Hallelujah. We won't give God too much glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I maintain that when we begin at the beginning, we'll get to the end.
Amen.
The beginning of the command is also the end of the command. Charity out of a pure heart. A good conscience and love unfeigned. Is that all right? Yeah, we should be motivated by our love for God.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Hmm? Not because there is rules and there is statutes and there is a policies, no, because we love God. That's why I come to the tabernacle. That's why I preach. That's why I pray. That's why I sing. Hallelujah. That's why I clap my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Ain't that all right? Glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God. A group of people in unity, worshiping God, giving glory to God.
Praise
the devil don't have no place.
No.
Oh, he still shows up.
Yeah.
He's still looking for a place.
Yeah.
He don't find it though. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come together and we're disgruntled and not content. Not sure we ought to be here.
Hallelujah.
Don't know what we ought to do.
Hallelujah.
Then he's got something to work with.
Hallelujah.
Of course, the ones that come here because they love God, they're still going to prevail, you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
How do you know? Experimentally.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every time I show up here, the devil shows up. He's here right now. Glory, glory. Oh, but the master is here as well. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Pastor Rice, don't you know how old you are, man? You shouldn't be running like that. Sister Dorothy, the one that brought me out of the horrible pit, he told me to run. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Heal my body. Told me to run. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. I've got some more. Just a few more. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got a little time. It's the Sabbath day. It's time to set aside so that we can gather. We can rest.
Hallelujah.
Glory. We have to perfect that too, you know. Some folk don't know how to rest because they don't know how to be still. They don't know how to cease from their own labors. On this day, we cease from our own labors. As God ceased from his. Glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, this one's in Colossians. I got a couple in Colossians. This first one is Colossians 1. We'll begin at verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches.
Hallelujah.
Of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles.
Amen.
Which is Christ in you.
Yes.
The hope of glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Whom we preach.
Hallelujah.
Warning every man.
Hallelujah.
And teaching every man in all wisdom. That we may present every man.
Hallelujah.
Perfect.
Glory.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whereunto I also labor.
Glory.
Striving.
Hallelujah.
According to his working.
Amen.
Which worketh in me mightily.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise Lord. Praise Lord. Glory,
God. You'll love this one. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Glory, God. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, God.
Okay. Paul said, greet all my brethren there. Tychicus, Onesimus, Aristarchus, Marcus, and Jesus, which is called Justus, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers in the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect.
Hallelujah.
And complete.
Glory, God.
In all the will of God.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Glory,
glory. Glory, God.
All right, for I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you, and to them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. All right, all right. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory.
Hallelujah.
To make the captain of their salvation perfect.
Glory.
Through sufferings.
Amen.
For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, as him and us, are all of one. For which cause he's not ashamed.
No.
Call them brethren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praise unto thee, and again I will put my trust in him.
Amen.
And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father, for your great goodness.
Yes, Lord.
How great is thy goodness.
Thank you, Father.
What you have wrought for them that fear thee.
Yes.
What you laid up for them that trust in thee before the sons of men.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For his goodness.
Hallelujah.
And for his wonderful works.
Glory.
For the children of men.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
For the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Hallelujah. We were not made perfect by the law.
No.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Lord.
It says here, by the which we are sanctified through the offering.
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ. Offering of the body of Jesus Christ.
Glory
once for all.
Glory to God.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering them sometimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, the whole man sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting his enemies be made his footstool.
Hallelujah.
For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I'm in the book of Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us.
Yes.
That they without us should not be made perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They need us. We need them.
Amen.
I need you.
Amen.
We need him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Ye are complete in him.
Hallelujah.
Who is the head of all principality and power?
Glory,
glory, glory,
glory.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
And to an innumerable company of angels.
Amen.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven.
Hallelujah.
And to God, the judge of all. And to the spirit of just men.
Hallelujah.
Made perfect.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, the mediator.
Jesus.
Of the new covenant.
Jesus.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
Oh, Jesus.
That speaketh better things.
Jesus.
Than that of Abel.
Hallelujah.
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 Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved.
Amen.
Let us have grace.
Grace.
Whereby we may serve God with reverence.
Yes.
And godly fear.
Hallelujah.
For our God is a consuming fire.
Yes, he is.
Let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord God.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as that they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief.
Hallelujah.
For that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you, the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of all peace, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep,
hallelujah,
through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight.
Hallelujah.
through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great things he's done.
Yes.
Glory to his name.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Thank you for every gift, God.
And coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth.
Hallelujah.
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 All right. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work.
Amen.
That you may be perfect.
Perfect.
And in time. Warning nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to his name.
Glory.
If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God.
Amen.
Who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not.
Amen.
I pray for wisdom daily.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wisdom
to judge righteously, to respond righteously, to deal righteously with every man.
Hallelujah.
So I may know how I ought to answer every man. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
I might know how to possess my vessel. Ain't God good?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, if we ask wisdom, God giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him when we ask in faith, not wavering.
Hallelujah.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Still in the book of James. Count it all joy.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory, God.
Says here, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Hallelujah.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding
glory.
His natural face in a glass.
Yes, Lord.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty,
hallelujah.
Perfect law,
yes,
and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word,
oh, yes.
This man shall be blessed glory. In his deeds.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, if any man among you seem to be religious, that's quite a word, huh? And bridleth not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart.
Amen.
But deceiveth his own, this man's religion is vain.
Hallelujah.
You know, when people present themselves on Facebook, they've got a word they use. SBNR, spiritual but not religious. How do you present yourself, brother? Well, I'm spiritual and I'm religious, but I've got the pure religion.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. How might you interpret that, spiritual but not religious?
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I believe in God, but don't believe I should talk about it. Shouldn't present him to my neighbor. Certainly shouldn't rejoice in it. You know, I'm not religious. I'm just spiritual. I know him, but I don't know him like that.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's the interpretation thereof. Yeah. I know all about God, and we're tight, you know, but I don't talk about him too much. I don't seek his face. Why? Well, I'm spiritual, but not religious. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that a good interpretation?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, because if you a religion, you might want to talk about Jesus all the time, huh? You might want to have your speech with grace, seasoned with salt, so you might know how to answer every man.
Hallelujah.
Now, we listened to Brother Wilkerson's cut about backsliding. That's what it's all about. What he said was that prosperity usually is where backsliding takes place. And then he described the conditions, some of the conditions of backsliding. He said, you don't tell folk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's not in your conversation anymore.
Right now.
You don't like to go to the house of God. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, ye backsliders, huh?
Oh, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Thank you.
Yeah. He said usually it happens in prosperity. You know, when men are faring well. And rich and increased with goods.
Hallelujah.
You know, they've been slacking off and God hadn't cut them off yet. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said the backslider is dangerous, though. Mm-hmm. He said to himself and those around. I believe he said it right. So beware.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or what did God say to the backslider? Return. Is that a good word?
Amen.
Don't refuse it now.
Amen.
It's the backslider's only hope.
Hallelujah.
It's the sinner's only hope.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Pastor, I don't like to be turned to backslider. Well, return.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name.
Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Delivered my soul from death, kept my feet from falling. Return.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah. We don't want to miss our chance. Glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's try 1 Peter.
All right.
Just a little while, saints. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
Oh, yeah.
That he may exalt you in due time.
Good time. Hallelujah.
Casting all your care upon him.
Yes, Lord.
For he careth for you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Be sober.
Amen.
Be vigilant.
Hallelujah.
Because
yes.
Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace,
hallelujah, yes, grace.
Who hath called you unto his eternal glory,
hallelujah,
by Christ Jesus,
glory.
After that you have suffered a while.
Yes.
After that you have suffered a while.
Yes.
Hmm? Make you perfect.
Perfect. Yes.
Establish. Strengthen and settle you.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
All right. Be perfect.
Amen.
Even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
With these, they're found in 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, if God so loved us,
oh yes,
we ought also to love one another.
Amen.
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 No man has seen God in any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us.
Oh, yes.
And his love,
is
perfected in us.
Amen.
Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God,
hallelujah,
God dwelleth in him,
yes,
and he in God.
Glory.
We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love.
Yes, he is.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Amen.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Hallelujah.
We may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we.
Glory.
In this world.
Hallelujah.
There is no fear in love.
Hallelujah.
But perfect love.
Perfect love.
Casteth out fear.
Amen.
Because fear hath torment.
Hallelujah.
And he that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Amen.
We love him because
he
first loved us.
Hallelujah.
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 If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
Amen.
This commandment have we from him,
hallelujah,
that he who loveth God loveth his brother also.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. We may be perfect.
Thank you, Lord.
Perfecting love, perfecting this waiting. All things being made perfect. And when that which is perfect is come.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he that shall come will come.
Amen.
And will not tarry. And when we see him, we'll be like him.
Hallelujah.
But we shall see him as he is.
Glory.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself.
Hallelujah.
Even as he is pure.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us stand.
Glory to God.
So the meditations I had this morning was being made perfect, the fear of the Lord. We didn't talk about the fear of the Lord, but we will, because it's very essential. We cannot make it without the fear of God. And we are at a deficit in the fear of God and the love of God.
Amen.
We must be made perfect.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Father.
Bless you, Father.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
What a beautiful name.
Amen.
What a powerful name.
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord,
my prayer is finish the work.
Yes.
Finish the work, Lord. Cut it short in righteousness. Oh, yes, Lord God. We wait patiently for you, Lord God. What a good place to wait, Lord God. Wherever you are, if you're in Christ, it's a good place to wait. Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, whether you're on the mountain or in the valley, we do thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we just men, made perfect. Oh, yes, what an amazing thing. Nobody can do it but Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody can do it but Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Where could we go? What could we do but come to Jesus?
Oh, Jesus.
Come to Jesus,
Jesus.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now. He says, return.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come unto me, all ye that labor.
Thank you, Jesus.
And are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take your yoke upon me and learn of me, for
thank
I'm meek
Jesus.
And lowly in heart. And you
thank
shall
Jesus.
Find... You shall find you, rest for your soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need rest for my soul. You need rest for
thank
your soul.
You,
the people out there listening on the radio,
you,
on the telephone,
thank
on the
you,
internet, you need rest for your soul.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Come to Jesus
Lord.
Right now.
Lord.
Come to Jesus
Hallelujah.
Right now. We do thank you for this access, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we come boldly Hallelujah. To the throne of grace to obtain that mercy and find that grace to help in time of need. We need help today, Lord.
Yes.
We need help today. Where could we go but to the Lord?
Hallelujah.
So we do thank you, Father,
thank you, Lord.
For a place, Lord God, for that refuge, Lord God. Oh, yes, God is good.
Amen.
His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
He's my bread when I'm hungry.
Amen.
My water when I'm thirsty.
Hallelujah.
My friend all the time.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Come and save us, Lord. Come and save us. And he will. He will. We do thank you, Father, for another day, Lord God, for the Sabbath day, Lord God, for that rest, Lord God, we have in you. Oh, yes, we thank you for the prophet, Lord God, still speaking. We thank you for the pastor, still speaking, Lord God. We thank you for the body of Christ, Lord God. Oh, yes, that one stick in your hand, Lord God. You're going to make us one, Lord God. You pray, Jesus. You pray, Jesus. And we know the Father heard you. So I believe, like Job said, I'll just stay here. We'll just stay here till our change comes. In Christ, in Jesus, in Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Oh, yeah. The man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We do bless you. We do bless you today. We do thank you, Lord God, for the great things that you have done. You've made us glad, Lord God. Even in this suffering, Lord God. Even in this waiting, Lord God. You have made us glad.
Hallelujah.
What a most excellent journey you have us on, Lord God. For we do know the end, Lord God. Just men being made perfect. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God bless you, Brother Spencer. Thank you. Lord bless you, precious saints of God. All right, we will be made perfect.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The Lord will perfect. That's what concerns you. Is that all right?
Amen.
The Lord will do it. Hammer's in Zerubbabel's hand. He won't fail.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yesterday.
You had a horn.
Hallelujah.